don't. Gods yes, and one to come, Jesus, the Most High God, Jesus. Alpha, our Omega, the beginning and the end we lift to high. Our eternal rock of ages, we give you praise. We exalt you, O God. We exalt you, mighty God. We exalt you, Most High. We exalt you, Almighty. We give you all adoration. We bless you, O God, Lord, for thou art been God. You are the Lord who has seen us right from the first day of this year to this day. Lord, we adore you. Thank you, Father, for seeing us through our mother's wombs. You have not caused our mother's womb to become graves to us. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we appreciate you. Be exalted, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we say you are Yahweh, you are God. Father, as we have come to this faith clinic today, Lord, increase our faith. In the name of Jesus, cause our faith to rise up. Lord, to link to your throne of grace. In the name of Jesus, that today, oh Lord, we will not go empty-handed. In the name of Jesus, we will not come, we will not go, Lord, the same way we have come. But that God, we will go being increased, being enlarged, even by you and your power, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. I want to welcome us once again to this service. Yes, the second to the last Sunday of in the year 2021. Aren't we blessed? It's been God. It's been God. He has seen us through. But brethren, I want us to walk onto something. When I enter into my house, when you enter into your room and you discover, maybe you were just coming, you've gone out and it's already dark, you know, you have to do something. You have to put on the light. You open the door, you enter. What happens to you? You will know where you go and press that button. In my own room, the place is far from the entrance when the door, where the door is. But whatever, I'll still find myself there. Once I put it on like this, what comes on is a light. But I knew where to go. And that's what I want to be thinking of, want you to be thinking of. That God, thank you for bringing me to where to pluck the button. Thank you for bringing me to this place where I can bless, where I can press the button. To have what? To have the light. And the light shine it. The light shine it. I bought it. I want us to really look into that word light. But before then, I want to appreciate the leadership of this ministry. I want to appreciate my husband for this gift on me. I want to appreciate everyone seated here. I want to appreciate God for bringing us to this end. The word I want to share with us today for us to hook up with too, is the light that enlightens. The light that enlightens. When you now press that button and you discover the light is not coming, maybe the bulb has gone off and whatever, what happens? That means something has not been enlightened. There has not been a link. There has not been a link. Something has not caused it to work. Something has not caused it to what? Work. What will cause this for us? What will cause it in our lives, in our hearts, to continually walk unto the light of the Lord? That's what I want us to begin to see. I want us to open our Bibles to John chapter 1. The gospel according to John. It's really, well, not really long, but it's a bit long for faith clinic because I want us to really pray. But we start. So I'll just jump and I'll run it fast. So I want us to follow me. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. Hallelujah. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. It was not that light, but it was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I move to 16. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, the last one. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. I wanted us to stop at that place. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. You are Yahweh, Jesus Christ. To him who was, who is, and will, Jesus Christ. The Lord who is to be exalted, Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word himself was God, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who is he to you? How are you feeling him? What is he doing in your body? That is Jesus Christ. Brethren, I want us to walk onto that name. That will cause your light to be enlightened. That will cause your faith to rise up. To rise up. But it won't just come. Yes, open your heart. You have come. So I want us to run through this. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. I don't want to forget it that today is faking. So we're going to pray. But the Word was made flesh and dwells among us. How are we going to do this word today? Brethren, I want us to lift up our hands today. I want to say, I receive the Word of God. I received the word of God that came, and is, and will continue to be. I received the word of God. I received the word of God into my heart. He says that the word came. He came unto his own. His own received him not. Are you part of them? He said, but as many as received him. That's where I'm going. That said, raise your hand up and say, I received the word of God into my heart. I received the word of God into my being. I believe the word of God. I received the power of God through this word in me. This word of God turns to flesh. It was made flesh to dwell in me, to penetrate my soul, to penetrate my heart, to penetrate my being in the name of Jesus. With this word, I become a child of God. I become a child of God. I am a child of God. I am born not of blood, not of blood. This morning, begin to say it to yourself. We're going to pray. This morning, I've come to realize. I've come to ascertain. I want to be assertive. I've come to establish it in the name of Jesus that I'm not born of the blood. I'm not born of the will of flesh. I'm not born of the will of man. Father, I am born of God. I am born again. I am born of God. I am born again. The word of God lives in me. The word of God is made flesh to penetrate me. The word of God enters me to transform me. Are we getting somewhere? Is your faith rising up to woke up onto something? The word of God lives in me. It penetrates my heart that I will no more be the same. It penetrates me to empower me. I want us to lift up and say, Father, let this your word that is entering me. I want us to rise up. If you want to receive power, you can't just be sitting down. Father, let your word that is penetrating me, Lord, release your power into my being. Release your power into my soul. Release your power into me that I no longer do things by myself. I no longer do things according to the will of flesh. I no longer do things according to my own will. Father, I begin to do things according to your will. I begin to increase in the knowledge of your will. I begin to increase in the knowledge of your will. As your word is penetrating me this morning, as your word is made live into me, penetrating me this morning, Father, I say, Lord, this word releases your will into me. Yes, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, I no longer do things of my own accord. I do things according to the will of God. In the name of Jesus, with this word, Father, I receive your power. I plug into 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 your power. In the name of Jesus. Do you know what this one now become? You have an inheritance. The Bible says that with this we have inheritance in the Lord. It says in Ephesians 1, I don't want us to be open those five, but Ephesians 1, 3 says that we have inheritance in the Lord. That having given ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, having that word in our heart, we have an inheritance. Say it to yourself now as you raise up your hand and say that God, this inheritance will be activated in me. It will be seen in me. It will be seen in me. I will not just be there. I will not just be there. Verse 11, it says that all the spiritual gifts that have been released into me by this word of God, I have this inheritance being activated, working for all my desires. Begin to put all those desires into it. If I have, he said, I've been predestined. He said, yes, in him also we have obtained an inheritance. Lord, with your word in me, I obtain inheritance. Inheritance to prosper, inheritance to make it, inheritance to be established in the Lord, inheritance to serve and be served, inheritance to live as a king, inheritance to live beyond those that were behind me, inheritance to be pretending and to fulfill the purpose of the Lord, said of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. Father, let your will,
The counsel of your will begin to direct my life, begin to direct my path. Because I have this inheritance, let the counsel of your will begin to work in me. Let your purpose be established in me. Let your purpose be fulfilled in me. Let your purpose, oh God, begin to drag me and draw me, even to attain to that which you have as the good thoughts into my life, into my life, into my life, in the name of Jesus. 2 Peter 1:3 says that it is through the same word of God that I have obtained everything, all things. 2 Peter 1:3, all things that pertains to life and godliness. Brethren, I don't know how you want to put it this morning. That job you are looking for, that enterprise, that business, that want, that need, that desire, put it into this world. He says, as his divine power has given to us all. He says, I have the word, with the word I receive power. When I have this, I said, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertains to life and godliness. Having gotten this inheritance, raise up your hand and say, God, this morning, oh God, Lord, according to your divine power, Lord, I receive everything that pertains to life and godliness. I receive all things that pertains to life and godliness. Is it house? Is it car? Is it job? Is it health? Is it clothing? Anything and everything. Father, I receive all that pertains to life and godliness. I receive everything that pertains to life and godliness. As I increase in the knowledge of your will, Lord, with your power, release this into me. Release this into me. Release your life into me. Release the godliness into me. Release the secrets, the treasure of heart. Release unto me. Open this door unto me, oh Lord. Open the door of wealth unto me. Open the door of treasures unto me. In the name of Jesus, that Lord, I will possess all that I desire. That God, that which you have proposed for me, Lord, with your divine power, Lord, I possess it. Lord, I possess it. Lord, I possess it. Let this your word of power enhance me, direct me, lead me through. In the name of Jesus, grant unto me divine health. Grant unto me divine opening. Grant unto me mercy. Mercy in every way I turn to. In the name of Jesus. Brethren, who comes to this divine power? Let it not go. Let it not go. In the name of Jesus. Because of the word of God, Zechariah chapter 8, verse 12. Because of the word of God in my heart, because of the word of God in my heart, we are yet to go to that light, but I want us to hold on to it. I want our faith to be lifted up. I want our faith to be lifted up. Zechariah 8, 12. It says, for the seed shall prosper us, shall be prosperous. Do you know what? By the time the word forms you, and you become the child of God, you become the seed. The seed. And he says, the seed shall be prosperous. I want us to pick it from there. I don't want us to go to, you see why the word is all true if you had gone back. But from here, it says, for the seed, say it, I am the seed of the Lord. Through the word of God, I become the seed of God. I become the child of God. His spirit dwells in me. His word dwells in me. His power is hooked upon me. With this power, I possess my possession. With this power, I possess his purpose for me. With this power, I become his seed. And I will be prosperous. I will be prosperous. In all that I lay my hands upon, I become prosperous. In all that my children lay their hands upon, they become prosperous. In all that my spouse lays up his hand, he becomes prosperous. In the name of Jesus, I become prosperous. In everything that I do, in my career, in my war, I become prosperous. For the seed shall be prosperous. I, Olushola Abiodun, will be prosperous. I will be prosperous. Put your name and say it vehemently. Say it with the mind that God has given you. Father, with your word that is working in me today to possess everything that pertains to life and godliness, Lord, I will be prosperous. I will no longer lack anything good. In the name of Jesus, I will win to nations. In the name of Jesus, I'll be fulfilled and be established in the purpose of God. In the name of Jesus, great things and mighty things, they will not elude me. They will be established in me. In the name of Jesus, I will be established in the prosperity of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, having become the seed of God, brethren says,
having become the seed of the law,
I turn to be the vine, the garden, the tree of God. And I say, I will give my own fruit.
I will be fruitful in everything. I will be fruitful in every good work. I'll be fruitful in everything that I do. Say, the vine shall give its fruit. I will give my fruit.
The Lord is here.
Right in the morning, look at what we said in prayer. He said, for them that know the Lord, Psalm chapter 1, verse 1, that you will be godly.
I said it to myself.
I will not walk in the way of the ungodly. I will not sit in the seat of the scornful. Father, I will not stand in the way of the ungodly. That today, oh God, because I have become your vessel. I have become your seed. 1:1. I have become your seed. I will stand in the counsel of the Lord. I will stand. He says that they walk in the counsel of the ungodly. They stand in the stand in the path of the sinner. They see, but me, I am the seed of the Lord. I am the seed of the Lord. I will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I will not stand in the path of the sinners. I will not sit in the seat of the scornful. But what do I do? My tree, the second verse. He said, I will grieve, he said, but my delight, the most interesting thing in my life, the most happiest thing, the happiest thing in my life, the most exciting in my life is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, I will meditate day and night. Three. This morning, workers' prayer meeting. That's why I said the Lord this year. He said, I will not be like a tree. Do you know? Can you link them? I'm a seed. If my seed will be prosperous, if I'm going to have my food, he's saying it, I will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I will bring forth my food in my own season. My leaf will not wither. Lord, whatever I do will prosper. Whatever I do will prosper. Are you saying it yourself? Are you entering into that word? Are you turning that word into flesh? Are you turning that word into your life? Are you making it to be you and me? He says, I will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I will bring forth my fruit in my own season. My leaf will not wither. Father, whatever I do will prosper. Whatever my family, my children, my see that generation, God, that does will prosper. Lord, we will be planted at the rivers of water. We will not know dryness. No drought will come our way. No dryness. No lack. No weeping. No crying. In the name of Jesus. Because we are like the tree planted by the rivers of water. In the name of Jesus. Father, I am like that tree. I want to give us time to say it to yourself. Let it sink in. Let it sink in that I go out this way. I go out like the tree planted by the Lord. Oh God, by the rivers of water, that I will not lack anything good. I have the joy of God, the happiness, the strength of God, they are mine. I have gladness and joy radiating me, making me to be the seed that the Lord has formed. Yes, being prosperous, bringing forth my fruit in my own season. Yes, my leaf will not wither. My leaf will not deteriorate. My leaf will not draw. In the name of Jesus, I become blossoming. I live with the truthfulness of God, with the happiness of God. Yes, people see me and they see prosperity of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I don't know if you want to sit down, but I feel we should not see. You know, say all things. I'm going back. To verse 3, the John were reading. He said, all things were made by him. And without him, without this God, without Jesus Christ, brethren, was not anything made that was made. I am part of his plan. Put your name there. Abiodun Olushola, I am among the one that was made by him. Every other thing, that means the sorrow, the sickness, all those things that just came up. You know, to now say they want to surprise me. They are not surprising me. Oh, they are drenched. They are done for. Because they are not part of what this God has made. Do you know that? John chapter 1, verse 3. Said, without him. Now raise up your hand. Father, I am part of things that were made by you. I'm part of things that were made by you. I am here to fulfill your purpose.
Lord, today I enter into the fulfillment of your purpose. Your purpose begin to be fulfilled in me. Your purpose begin to fulfill in me. As a student begin to say it. As an entrepreneur begin to say it. As a businessman begin to say it. Begin to say it into your career. I receive life because Jesus made you. And he said, all things that the Lord made, I don't want us to be good. He said they were good. That's in Genesis. Said, and the Lord saw that all things that he made were good. So if the Lord made all this, then how will my own not be good? How will people not see me and see the joy and gladness of the Lord? How will they not see the prosperity of the Lord? How will the fruitfulness of the Lord not radiate me, not be seen in me? God, I am part of it. You are reminding God. Tell God that in that place where the shoe is pinching you, begin to release it to God. Release it to God. Release it to God. Tell him, oh God, I am part of him that you made. I'm part of them that you made. Without you was not anything made that was made. I was made by you. Lord, you made me. Lord, you formed me. You formed my home. Lord, you formed all things, oh God, that surround me. You formed them, Lord. Let them begin to work for my good. Let them begin to work for my good. Let them begin to be as the tree planted by the rivers. In the name of Jesus, let my fruits, oh God, begin to come. Father, let them come. Let them come. I don't want to lack any other thing. I have been named after you. I have been named by you. I've been known by you. I've been formed by you, oh Lord. Lord, today, oh God, let me radiate your word, the power of your word, the power of your being, the power of your making, the power of your power, your divine power that forms things, that calls things to be as though they were. Call them to be, O Lord. Call those things to be, O Lord. Let them begin to form in me. Let them begin to work for me. Let me begin to see it, O Lord, and fill them. In the name of Jesus, I no longer score zero. I no longer fail my courses. I pass all my courses. In the name of Jesus, I have my desired grades. In the name of Jesus. Father, I have the wisdom, knowledge, understanding. As I increase in the knowledge of your will, in all sweet understanding, Father, Lord, I am made. I am made by you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father, whatever I lay my hand, the business, you did it for Peter. How will it not happen to me? You did it for Peter. Peter that could not even do anything when the power of the word entered him. Do you know what happened? When the power of the word entered him. Today, Lord, I receive the power of your word. I receive your Holy Spirit. And I speak boldly to your word, to my situation. I speak boldly to everything that's around me. I speak boldly to my circumstances. Father, let them begin to turn around. Let them begin to turn around. Let them begin to turn around. Begin to work for me. Work for my good. Work for my prosperity. Work for my fruitfulness. Work for me, oh God, fulfilling your purpose. Work for me to attain and to pertain, to obtain. Oh God, all things that pertain to life and godliness. Let them begin to work for me. Work for me. Speak to your shop. I don't know if you can take your mind to your shop. Speak to your career. Take your mind to your books. Take your mind to those courses. Take your mind to the part of your body that you want to speak to. Take your mind to part of your home. Is it my spouse, my wife, my husband? Is it my child? Anyone that you want to speak to, take your mind to them. Yes, let the word of God penetrate you. Today, the word of God is being activated. Begin to turn to the tune and be tuned to the things of God. Begin to yield the things of God. Begin to yield to the things of God. Let the Holy Spirit of God begin to work in you. Let the Holy Spirit of God begin to turn you around. Turn you around to his eternal excellence. To his eternal excellence. To the light of God. To that which God has formed. To that which God has called it to be. In the name of Jesus. And I begin to make it great. In the name of Jesus. And do you know why you have to key into that? Let's quickly open to Psalm 36, verse 7. Psalm 36, verse 7. Psalm 36. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. Is that the case with you too? That's the case with me. You know Psalm 91. He says that he will feather me, and my trust I put on thine, that I dwell in the secret place. Brethren, desire to dwell in the secret place is part of, keying to the light of God. We are yet to the eye says that how precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children will put their trust under the shadow of your wings. 8. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house. Are you already dwelling? You know, we're keying into Psalm 91 through this. You don't understand? That yes, by the time I draw to the secret place of the Most High, I put my trust under a shadow. And what do I have in his house? Abundance of satisfaction. He said, with the fullness of his house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. This morning, raise it to the Lord and say, God, because I have come to dwell under your shadows. I've come to dwell under the wings of your shadows. I've come to put my trust under the wings of your shadows. Father, I become abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house. Say it to the Lord. Say it to yourself. Say it to his hearing. His ears us. Father, Lord, let it work for me. Let it come to pass in my life. Father, I have come to key into your word. I have come to see that really, oh God, really, oh God, you are the light through which I see. I came to your word and I say I am abundantly satisfied with this fullness of your house. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I receive drink from the river of your pleasures. I receive drink from the rivers of your pleasures. I receive drink from the rivers of your pleasures. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And do you know 9 now? Because we are going back to where we came from. He said, for with you is the fountain of life. What else do you want? They said, you are enjoying the life of your, maybe the life of your head or whatever. It is this God that now has that fountain. Will you not key into it? That Father today. Lord today, Lord. Lord, are you come to the fountain of life through you, through your word, through your light in me, in the name of Jesus. He didn't stop there. He said, in your light, do I see light? In your light, Father, today, I plot onto the fountain of life through you, O God. As you abundantly satisfies me, O God. Father, I walk unto your light. I begin to see light. Let this light enlighten me. Let this light lighten my path. Let this light begin to walk in me. Let this light begin to walk in my home, in my heart, in the lives of my children, in the life of my spouse, in the name of Jesus. In all that I lay my hands upon, let your light, it is through your light that I see light. Let this light radiate me. Let this light walk in me. Let the light see through me. And let this light illuminate me, illuminate my path. Illuminate everything. Everything that is with me. Everything that surrounds me. In the name of Jesus. I really want us to run through this. He says, and the light shineth. That's the light we are talking about. That's John chapter 1 again. It says, and the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. Father, now that I know that I see light, I have my light through your light. Every darkness around me, I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know how you're going to do it. Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17, 17 and 18. Every light that is around me, let them begin to radiate me. Let them begin to illuminate me. Any darkness. Do you see? He says, let them be ashamed that persecute me. Let shame begin to fall upon those that persecute me. Begin to say it to yourself. Yes, every darkness around me, I have light, and darkness cannot comprehend me. Darkness cannot come my way. The very first part, that's after verse 17, said, Lord, do not be a terror to me, for it's in you I have my hope. That's the word of God. I hold on to this hope. As I hope unto this hope, whether the word is saying there is doom, whether the word is saying some things are crushing, move to 18. Yes, let the word say, let everything, Everything that stands to persecute me, let shame fall upon them. In the name of Jesus, let shame fall upon them. But do not let shame follow me. Do you understand? Because I have light. I have light. I have light. Then let them be dismayed. But do not let me be dismayed. Bring on them the day of doom. Bring on them the day of doom. And more important, he says, destroy them with double destruction. Father, destroy all my enemies with double destructions. Destroy all my enemies wherever they are, in the air, underneath the ground, anywhere over the sea, when I'm asleep, when I'm awake, wherever. Lord, destroy them with double destruction. Destroy all my enemies with double destruction. In the name of Jesus. Let's quickly open to chapter 20 now. Jeremiah 20, 11. Said, destroy them with double destruction. Destroy them with double destruction. Destroy them with double destruction. Why will I continue to now war? As I kindle into that light, as the light lightens my path, I said, but the Lord is with me. Say it to yourself. God, you are with me. God, you are with me. God, you are with me. As a mighty awesome one. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble. They will not prevail. In the name of Jesus. All those darknesses, they will stumble. They will not prevail. In the name of Jesus. They will be greatly ashamed. In the name of Jesus. They will not prosper. In the name of Jesus. Confusion will be their lot. In the name of Jesus. Everlasting confusion will never, their everlasting confusion will never be forgotten. Confusion will pour upon them. Sorrow will pour upon them. Shame will pour upon all my enemies. In the name of Jesus. Because the Lord is with me. Like a mighty, terrible one. Like a mighty, terrible one. Like a mighty, terrible one. In the name of Jesus. God, you are with me. Like a mighty, terrible one. God, you are my rock. Lord, you are my salvation. God, you are my God. Lord, you are my God. Yes, you are with me like a mighty, terrible one. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are with me. You are with me, and I walk unto you. You are with me, and I walk unto you. The light of the Lord lightens my path, and it becomes my lot. In the name of Jesus. God, you are God, you are most precious than gold. God, you are
beautiful. Now I want you to open your eyes as we go to the second part of the faith clinic. The light that what? Enlightens. You can take your seat for a moment. The light that enlightens. Thank God for the first part. And I just want to say a few things before I lead on to the second part of the prayers. Light, it can illuminate. It can also enlighten. I don't know whether you know there's a difference between the two. Between enlightenment and illumination. When light illuminates, it brings brightness. How many of you have seen thunderstorm? Is it thunderstorm now? Light, have you seen lightning before? Does lightning illuminate? Does it brighten? When there's lightning, there'll be a brightness, but it doesn't bring illumination. When you talk about enlightenment, you are talking about illumination, and that is knowledge. Illumination brings knowledge. It brings direction. It enables to know the way to go. This morning, as we go to the second part of the faith clinic, I want to show you from what the word of God says. What we need this morning is the light that enlightens. As you go into the year that will come, as we are moving towards the new year, you need enlightenment. You need knowledge of what God wants you to do, not what you desire to do. What do we say today? It's a knowledge economy. Am I right? The only economy that does not face war is knowledge economy. And that knowledge is the knowledge of God. It's the enlightenment that comes from God. Psalm 119 verse 130. What does it say? Can we read it together? Psalms 119 verse 130. Psalms 119, please. Verse 130. The entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. That's tell you what the light, the word of God is the light. Said the entrance of your word, it brings light. And that light brings understanding to the people. It brings enlightenment. The understanding we are talking about now is the divine understanding of the step you should take, of the direction you follow, of what you should do, of the way you will go. And when that understanding comes, you become liberated. People are banned. People are limited. People are restricted because they do not have understanding. Do you remember there was a time when the people of God, they were going around the mountains several times, and the Bible says, you are compound this mountain for long. What is the next part? Turn ye. That's understanding. They were going around the mountains before. They knew they needed motion. They needed a war. They should not be lazy. They should not be stagnant. But yet, because they lacked no understanding, they couldn't do the right thing. But when understanding came, their life had focus. As you are going to the year 2021, that will give you enlightenment. That will give understanding. It will beam its light, and your life will have direction. It will have focus. You don't make effort in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the water. Because there was no light. It was without form. It was void. Even the Spirit of God was just hovering. Then, verse 3, and God said, let there be light. And immediately, there was a change. This morning, as we go to the second part of this faith clinic, the Lord will beam his light into your life. And your life will have direction. And you are not going to the new year just groping in the dark, just throwing efforts here and there. God will guide and direct your effort. You know, this only stone that David used to kill Goliath was just not fly anyhow. It was guided. Are you getting what I'm saying? It was a directed and directional effort. If you just threw it anyhow, you know, there was just a small opening in the forehead of Goliath. Do you agree? He had understanding of what to hit. As we are going to the new year, your effort will not be in vain. Amen. God will give you understanding. It will beam the light that will bring enlightenment. You are not just going to have brightness, you are going to have illumination. In the mighty name of Jesus. And that part we are going to pray more is that Zechariah, which Pastor led us into. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 12. We are going to go into it, we are going to pray, and we'll round up for today. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 12. It's not 1:12. It is 8, chapter 12. Not Zephaniah, Zechariah. We were here when she gave her that word. Am I right? Zechariah chapter 8, verse 12. Now you are going to stand on your feet. For the seed shall be prosperous. If the word of God is saying you are the seed, why will you not be prosperous? How many seed of the Lord are here with your hand? Now we are going to go and pray. Lift your hand. Say, I am the seed of the Lord. I am the seed of the Lord. The word of the Lord says it. I believe it. Because I know it is true. And God said, the seed shall be prosperous. And therefore, anything that is contending with my prosperity is contending with the word of God. Anything that is contending with my prosperity is content with the God of heaven. Anything that is contending my progress is contending with Trinity. And therefore now I invoke the force of the Trinity against all those forces, and I enforce what the Lord has said concerning me, that I, the seed of the Lord, shall be prosperous. Now enforce it in the mighty name of Jesus. Now begin to pray. If you believe, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Masatalaba. Mansika papa, Yaraba Santalaba, Raanda Kuska, Reeseke Pulaba, Yarimas Katalaba, Raanda Kuskepo, Reeseke Popo, Yin Satalaba. Yes, the seed shall be prosperous. Shall is an enforcing word. It's a declarative. It is a declaration. Shall is a matter of must. Yes, God has said it. Man Satalaba, Dinka Santalaba, as the year is coming to an end, as the new year about to unfold, I shall be prosperous as the seed of the Lord God Almighty, because this is the word of the Lord, cannot change. Man Satalaba, Mesutalaba, Dekuskaba, Leshibaba, Raanda Kasiba, Leke Sepo, Rakaka Siba, Ranga Sipapa. Raansa kakaka shipaliga, rakaka sipapa, rakaka sipapa, rege sipopo, regege shepalaga. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now listen to me. I want you to look at the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Was there any time anyone rose up against the word of God and succeeded? I said, anyone, why should the enemy succeed against you? The Bible says the seed of the Lord shall. Barista, Ita will say, when you look at the word shall in the constitution, what does it mean? Eh? Say it loud. It's compelling. Now you are going to compare your enemy by the force of God. Everything that is standing against your progress. Anything that is standing against your transition to glory, to greater heights. Anything that is contending against your movement to a better level, you are going to compare them by the force of the Lord, that now they give way so that I can move forward and be celebrated and have testimony. Now begin to pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now open your eyes once again. Divine shall give his fruit. God does not expect us not to be fruitful. In anything, he doesn't expect to labor in vain. Fruitfulness regarding your business, regarding your research, regarding your studies, even regarding procreation, it is something that God has designed. Now look at this year. Any area where there's been unfruitfulness, now put the curse of the Lord in that area and ask the counsel of God to take over and the force of God and the counsel of God to be established, to be enforced. Yes, curse anything that will bring you unfruitfulness. Put the curse of the Lord upon anything, physical or spiritual, that will bring you unfruitfulness in your life. Put the curse of the Lord upon it and enforce the counsel of God by the power of the Holy Spirit. Man satalaba. Yes, mama katalaba. Dekeke sempoligo. Regegege sinteliga. It's against the counsel of the Lord for me not to be fruitful. It's against the will of the Lord for me not to be fruitful. It's against the word of God for me not to be fruitful. Therefore, anything that is standing in my way of fruitfulness, today I command you, bow to the word of the Lord. Bow to the counsel of the Lord. Let the force of heaven take over. Let the power of heaven subdue you and take you out of existence. In the mighty name of Jesus, man satalaba. Regesiba, Randa Kashiba, Ranga Gaga Sapaliba, Randa Kashiba, Reesikaba Shandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now go back. Open your eyes. The ground shall give an increase, and heaven shall give their due. Now, what does that mean? There must be a collaboration between the forces on earth, the strong ground, and then the conditions of heaven. The heavenly force must work with the effort we make on earth. See, when the heavenly force is lacking and you make only the efforts, there's little that can be done. But you are going to command. Say, the land, the ground, shall give increase. The ground of the remaining days in the year 2021 must bring your increase that have been suppressed. And the ground of the year 2022 that we are about to enter must bring the increase in abundance. And the days of heaven must fall upon your efforts. Now begin to pray. Collaboration between the force of heaven and the efforts that you make on earth to bring increase, to bring increase. The ground of the remaining days in the year 2021 must yield increase. The grand of the year 2022 that we are looking ahead must bring increase in abundance. This is the voice of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Masa palaba, renseke pu sandalaba, raanda kaskaba, raanda kuskebo, ringa gaga gaga simpaliga, ranga gaga simpoligo, mraka siba, ranga gaga gaga siba, raanda kaka simba kantalaba, raanda kuskebo, reenshi kababa, raanda kuba, raanda kasabalaba, shingrabas kantalaba, rehenti libaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, because of our time, I want to beg you, when you get back home, meditate on this verse. Let it soak into your spirit. If you can have proper understanding and the Spirit of God will breathe upon this in your life, you will receive miracle. I mean, you will receive miracle. But because of our time this morning, I will just close it with the last verse. I will pray. I will cause the remnant of these people to possess all this. Everything that's here, you being the seed, that must be prosperous. The fact that you must be fruitful. The fact that the heaven must collaborate with the effort you make on heart to bring increase. All this belong unto you. And because the word shall is there, it's a compelling commandment. So now I begin to pray that I receive all this. I receive all this. Begin to claim it. Begin to appropriate it. Begin to claim it. Begin to appropriate it. It's not amount of the word of God that you know, but how much of the word of God you appropriate. Now begin to appropriate it. Begin to appropriate it. Begin to appropriate it. Man satalaba. Ranta kasimpolibo. Rontoko simbalaga. Shaanda kasambalaga. Reendeke simpoliba. Ranga gaga simpoligo simpoligo. Reenda kasimbaliba. Raanda kasamba kasimboligo. Bruga samba shindalaba. Rehesi kabashandalaba. Resatalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I round up with this. The entrance of the world is what? Bring light and give understanding to the simple. You are going to ask that you are going to receive the word of the Lord. Not just the logos, but remas. When the word of God comes into your life, it brings light. It enlightens you and it gives understanding. So, but you need the word of God, both the logo, the written one, and then the spoken one. Begin to ask, Lord, I open my spirit to Rema. As this year has come to an end, as we're about to go into the year 21, 22, don't begin to listen to the projection of men. Don't begin to listen to permutation and combination. But I want to hear the word of God. Because the Bible says, the entrance of our God brings light and give understanding to the simple. I want Rema. How many people want Rema this morning? Now begin to pray. Begin to ask God. God will give you. Begin to ask. We need it. We need it. We need it. So that we know how to go about the year 2022. We need Rema. We need direction. We need leading. We need enlightenment. We need to just go beyond just illumination. Yes, we need illumination. But beyond illumination, we need enlightenment. We need the word that enlightens. The word that enlightens. The word that enlightens. The word that enlightens. Rema and Logos. Logos and Rema. Written and the spoken word from the realm of the spirit. Ma'an talaba. Shibabaka satalaba. Ragaga sapaliba. Rakaka sampa pashimpa liba. Raanda kuske poshki baba. Rahandu si baba shandalaba. Raanda kaskabashinda liba. Raandu kusko poshimpa liga. Raan seke posindalaba. Rehe seke poshandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. And finally, one more prayer before I round up. You are going to pray this morning. Lord, redeem my time. Redeem my time. Many of us, we need our time to be redeemed. Many of us, we need our health to be redeemed. Many of us, we need our finances to be redeemed as the year is coming to an end. Even many of us, as the year is coming to an end, we need our destiny to be redeemed. This morning, you are going to cry unto the Lord. Lift up your right hand anywhere you are. I need to ask that God within your time, redeem your time, redeem your finances, redeem your health, redeem your destiny. In the name of Jesus, now begin to pray. I give 1 minute to pray that prayer. After I'm going to round up, you need redemption of your time, of your destiny, of your health, of your finances, of your business, of your studies, of your career, even of your home. Might be of your children, of your spouse, or your family. Pray this morning. Man Santa Labak. Len sinking teliba. Rangaga sampa labak. Indeke simple shimpo digo. Brakaka sampa lek. Rakaka simple po shimpo digo. Brokoko simpo po shimpo. Brakaka sampa pa shimpa diga. Broko simpo shimpo diga. Brakaka sampa lek. Brakaka sampa shimpo digo. Braka sampa pa papa. Randaka sampa shinto digo. Re endeke simpo digo. Re esika ba shanta laba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your hands to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for your daughter that you have used to give us the word this morning. Thank you for this time that we have come before you. Yes, it's your light that enlightens. Is there any one of us who is walking in darkness and there's no understanding? Father, let your light shine into every life today. In the mighty name of Jesus, let every hand that is lifted up, whether here or online, let it receive light of God. Receive the light of God. See the light of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, let there be enlightenment. Let there be understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus. My Father and my God, these are your seed. You say your seed shall be prosperous. Is there any force? Is there any power? Is there any situation that is conniving or working against the prosperity? Prosperity of their health. Prosperity of their finances, prosperity of their home, prosperity of their business, prosperity of their career, prosperity of their destiny. Every force that is rising against them, contend against them, now by the force of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I bring them to the subjection under the feet of the Lord Jesus this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everything bow before you. Because the Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is the Lord. I bring the Lordship of Jesus up to bear upon every life who is here this morning or who is part of this program online. My Lord and my God, anything that is saying they shall not prosper, Lord, today I take it out of their way and out of existence. In the mighty name of Jesus, I enforce the word of the Lord upon this life, upon these lives, upon these lives, upon these lives this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let the host of heaven walk on their effort they are making on earth and let the land yield increase. I declare, dreaming days the year 2021 will yield increase unto you. I declare all the days of the year 2022 will yield increase unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, some here today, physically present and online, need their time to be redeemed. Some need their health to be redeemed. Some need their homes to be redeemed. Some need their spouses to be redeemed. Some need their children to be redeemed. Some need their business to be redeemed. Some need their destinies to be redeemed. Some even need their lives to be redeemed. This morning, whatever area that concerns anyone and everyone, my Lord and my God, let there be redemption.
Amen.
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 Let there be redemption. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying.